Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, baby. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. David is off doing, you know, insignificant things for the United States Army. A nice ceremony on Saturday in Niagara Falls. Hopefully you had the opportunity to attend and hear David and brush elbows with a lot of veterans who showed up at the event. Don't know exactly when David is going to be back with us, but obviously he will be back with us at some point in the not-too-distant future, at least for a show or two, before he's off again on assignment with the United States Army. It is 9 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, David, of course, is of Italian descent, and I want to take your calls this hour on the annual Christopher Columbus controversy. And again, you need to understand the context in which Columbus Day was established. I know it's hard to believe in 2019, but there were times, and some of those times in the not-too-distant past, where Italian Americans were very much discriminated against, and there was a lot of prejudice against Italian Americans. And a lot of Italian Americans believed that they were unfairly being characterized in the media. There was a major organization that formed the Italian American Civil Rights League, which drew hundreds of thousands of members. Unfortunately, one of the bosses of one of the crime families in New York was the person behind that organization, a guy named Columbo. But the important thing, I think, about that story is that so many Italian Americans believed in the cause. In other words, that they were being discriminated against, that they flocked to the organization en masse. Our then Governor Nelson Rockefeller actually made sure that he was a member of the Italian American Civil Rights League. On the other hand, you have people who view what Columbus did basically as war crimes or crimes against humanity. And as I said earlier, and I'm just repeating this for the benefit of those who might have had to have worked today, we always run the risk, and I don't know how to rectify this. They didn't teach me this in college. We always run the risk of judging people from the past based on our hopefully more advanced standards. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get right to the calls. Diane in Buffalo. Diane, is Christopher Columbus a hero or a war criminal?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I read recently in my encyclopedia, The Funk and Wagner. I looked up Spain, and in 1492, Columbus had a relationship with the Queen of Spain. The queen was funding him. He was an explorer, and he would go on his, like, trips. He found countries like Puerto Rico. Once he found those countries, Spain would go in and turn those people, the original people, into slaves. All the original Puerto Ricans couldn't handle the harsh treatment. That's Spain who did that. And nothing against Italy. And then...
Right, but Christopher Columbus was born... Christopher Columbus was born in Italy, and he is an icon for Italian Americans.
But he had a relationship with Spain. Spain was corrupt, And they were the richest country in the world in 1492 because of their corruption. They found Cuba. They found Florida. They found Mexico. The Philippines. They turned them all into slave countries. Slaves. And they used the money from the slavery to enrich Spain. I don't think Italy had anything to do with this, other than, you know, Columbus was Italian, but...
But the question is, all those things being said, Christopher Columbus did, in fact, take people in Puerto Rico as servants. I think he actually adopted a Puerto Rican boy of the Taino tribe in Puerto Rico to be his son. But Columbus also took peaceful natives on his vessels to sail with him. I mean, they were just minding their own business, and the next thing they knew, they're on these big boats. So,
after the Puerto Ricans, the original Puerto Ricans who died, they brought, Spain brought African slaves into Puerto Rico and made them, because they were stronger. The original Puerto Rican people, they couldn't handle the harsh treatments.
But Christopher Columbus is venerated as a great Italian who was flying under the flag, sailing under the flag of Spain. But he was regarded as a great Italian. And that's why a lot of Italian Americans get very upset when anybody tries to denigrate the holiday or vandalizes a statue or what have you.
Well, he must have known what Spain was doing.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know, you know.
But on the other hand, Europe, the European powers were very involved in trying to find the so-called New World. Some of them were very concerned with trying to find a closer route to get to the Far East for purposes of trade and probably expanding religion. Don't we run the risk when we look at history of judging people in the 1400s by the standards of 2019? And is that fair? Remember, I said this before, the Europeans were savages to each other, and even within their own countries, they were savages to each other.
Yeah, they were savages. Well, even, you know, probably a lot of people were savages, you know, and on everywhere every country.
All right, thank you. I got to get on to some other folks. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the Spanish Inquisition. We can talk about, I mean, you can go back, you can look at the Crusades, and you can look at the struggles in England itself a little later than 1492. But, you know, Henry VIII, you know, that big fat guy with all the wives, He broke off from Roman Catholicism, founded the Church of England. His little boy, who succeeded him on the throne, didn't really last that long. So his daughter that he had with Catherine of Aragon and Henry VIII was Queen Mary. And Queen Mary was a hardcore Catholic. She sympathized with her mother. And she went after the Protestants with wild abandon. And then Queen Mary was out of the picture, and Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII's daughter, Elizabeth I, took over, and she did the same thing to the Catholics as Mary had done to the Protestants. So we're talking about an era in which people killed each other with incredible abandon, and an era where people would profess great religious beliefs and then basically act in ways that were very anti-Christian, one toward the other. Here is Carmine in Buffalo. Carmine, you are on WBEN.
How are you doing? Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
For one, I am I'm an American-Italian. My grandparents came from Italy. My mother was 7 months pregnant when she came from Italy. Me, personally, we all think, our family, everybody, Christopher Columbus is the biggest mass murderer, and he's a horrible, disgusting person, and he should not be celebrated.
Well, these are strong words coming from a guy of Italian descent. Do you, like, your whole family feels that way? Have they felt that way ever since you can remember?
Yes, because my grandparents were shunned upon. This man, he was nothing. He was hired by the Spaniards. The explorer, from what I know as far as records and go, his crew on the ships were prisoners. They were prostitutes, murderers, thieves, rapists, that's what his crew members were. And he was set to sail because I guess there was rumors of a new land of gold and promised land, you know, like a promised land, stuff like that. But on the way to here and the Philippines, he would just destroy tribes, kill. He would take the children, the women, and the men. From what I've heard and understand, they were put in a pit, poured whale oil on, and put to fire. This is what I was told.
Yeah, I don't know that Christopher Columbus ever made it to the Philippines. I think the Caribbean was more of his stomping grounds. I may be wrong about that.
It's somewhere around there.
Yeah, well, that's the other side of the world. But you know, if you read, you know, there's a book. It's a part of the Harvard Classics series, about 1909 from Harvard Press. It's Great American Historical Documents, and in that book, there are very vivid descriptions of what the Spaniards did to the native people in the Caribbean. And in what would now be called Mexico or Central America, they were not nice people.
Right. No, he was a horrible person. And in my opinion, and a lot of Italians do not look at him as a hero. We really don't.
Well, in your family, if you're talking about Italian-American heroes, give me, who was the role model?
As far as Italians?
Yeah.
They're really, you know, the Italians got a lot of bad name because of the mafia and this and that. I mean, there's really no really. I mean,
well, there's Meucci, and you can make an argument that Meucci got screwed out of being credited for being the real inventor of the telephone due to shenanigans with Alexander Graham Bell and their own patent office.
Well, yeah. I mean, stuff like that. But they really don't have. I mean, my ancestors really don't have too much of heroism. They really don't. They were simple people. They just did what they had to do. They were farmers. They were peasants. They were hardworking people. You know, it's just the people that gave them the bad name is Columbus and, you know, the mafia.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Christopher Columbus not faring well here in the early going. In your household, is Christopher Columbus a brave hero who discovered a new world, or is he basically a mass murderer? I mean, is he the 1492 equivalent of the SS or the Gestapo or the Germans in World War II? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Ah, just so you know, there is no cash code word at 5 o'clock, so you did not miss the cash code word. There is no cash code word at 5 o'clock. The last cash code word that we have on this show is the 4 o'clock hour, and there is none at 5 o'clock, so you didn't miss anything, just so you know, just passing it on. The annual controversy over Columbus Day, no different this year, 2019. I'm not sure if our local statue of Columbus made it through the day unscathed or not. Now, there is a meme going around social media with the picture of the stereotypical liberal young lady, and the meme reads, "Columbus Day, the day that liberals embrace xenophobia and oppose illegal immigration." Let's get back to the calls. Allentown and Fran, you are on WBEN. Christopher Columbus, hero or villain in your household?
I'm just going to say he was a man that was very brave to sail on a flat earth. Who knew if he was going to drop off? And it has to be taken in the context of the time. If you just go looking at your Bible and see how many people were killed this country, that country, took slaves. Rape, pillaging, you know. It's like, come on. He got on these ships. He sailed, not knowing if he was going to fall off the edge of the earth or find something. And I say, humankind has always been murderous and, you know, cruel and savage.
Well, this is one of the problems and why I'm asking you guys for your input, because I'm trying to make up my mind about this guy. And judging somebody in 2019 with the way we think, who lived in the 1400s, in the context of the 1400s, Christopher Columbus was par for the course.
Yeah, I agree. And so it's just Christopher Columbus. in the context of 1492, sailing a great ocean and finding land. And then, like you said before, there were the Crusades, the Catholics going around and killing, you know, all the
infidels.
Infidels, so thank you. And the Spanish Inquisition, and you know, you could just go on and on about man against man. And they did take slaves.
Well, and actually, too, as far as slaves, like you brought up the Bible, some of the earliest slave masters and slave dealers were the Vikings. That's what they would do. If they didn't kill you, they would capture you. They would take you into bondage, and typically they would sell you in places with which they had trading relationships like the Middle East.
Yeah, and Britain and Ireland, terrible wars that kept on going on with the fighting, I guess it would be in the 1800s.
Well, yeah, pretty much all through history. I mean, World War I was no day at the park, nor was World War II. But even as we look at the context in which Christopher Columbus lived, my question to you is, does that let Christopher Columbus off the hook in 2019? Should we stop venerating Christopher Columbus?
No. Absolutely not. No, because then what's going to come next? What's somebody going to find something wrong with the next statue that's up there?
Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, this arose during the controversy over the Confederate flags when they...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're being torn down right and left. I brought up at the time the idea that the Confederate flag, or the flag of the Army of Northern Virginia, flew over a slave nation for 4 years. The flag of the United States flew over a slave nation for decades.
Right.
And I said at the time that if that is the metric by which we're going to remove flags, it's only a matter of time before the American flag is thought of the same way as the Confederate flag. And, you know, I can recall some controversies involving some major sports leagues where that might have come to pass.
Exactly. So this foolishness has to stop. You know, like, we have to take this picture down. You know, go into the archaeologists and start taking, you know, the artifacts from ancient civilizations down because they did this or something. It's got to just stop.
All right, got your vote for Christopher Columbus, hero, if I heard you right. Christopher Columbus, hero or war criminal in your household, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. nice emails today, guys. Thank you. It is Bowerly with you on the radio and News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, if you, you know, there are plenty of sources on Christopher Columbus and what the Spanish did in the New World. I cited one earlier from the Harvard Classic series, Great American Historical Documents. There is an extensive piece in there about the Spanish abuse and mistreatment of the natives. Just cruel and unusual tortures and punishments. And today, it's the annual controversy over Christopher Columbus, war hero or intrepid explorer. And, you know, as far as, I want to point something out, too, as far as Indigenous Peoples Day, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we actually already do have an Indigenous Peoples Day. And there also is a Native American month. So not just a day, but a month. So it really wouldn't work to call Columbus Day Indigenous Peoples Day because that takes place, I believe, in August. I want to say, is it August 9th? Yeah, August 9th, Indigenous Peoples Day. 537 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to the calls. And it is Rambo Jim in NT. Rambo Jim, you're on. Hello.
Yeah, Tom, I'm not going to waste any time. You got it's an important subject and too many people on hold. Time for a history lesson. These so-called Native Americans, like this John Cain character, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, John Cain. He is a direct, now this is history and science, I'm saying, not just my personal opinion. He is a direct descendant, and the Senecas and all the other Indians living on the reservations now are the direct descendants of the, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Paleolithic Indians, who originally crossed the Bering Strait and migrated south. Now, it is a historical fact that there were people living on this continent long before the time of the Paleolithic Indians. They took this continent by violent force. They slaughtered, they maimed, they raped, they did terrible things to the people that were living here before they got here approximately 10,000 years ago. Now, I'm not going to defend Columbus and say Columbus was an angel and a saint. He was just a, really, when you get down to it, a regular, normal guy. And all the men of his crew on the three ships he originally brought over here and the conquistadors that followed the original three ships, they were not always angels and saints. But to quote my father, who gave my brother a lecture about this when my brother badmouthed some Jews, every nationality and race on the face of this earth has blood on its hands. All of us, none of us are without sin, going all the way back to the day that Cain murdered Abel. So all this nonsense about how terrible Columbus and his men were, they were no better, and the Indian tribes were slaughtering each other, like I said, centuries before the first white man, whether it was Columbus and his men or the Vikings before Columbus ever got here. This is nonsense. It's nonsense.
So in 2019, is it still okay to venerate Christopher Columbus as a great Italian?
Sure, because like I said, he was no better or any worse. And look at the things, that, like I said, that the Indian tribe, you know why the Apaches ended up living in the area where they lived in? It was the most desolate area in that part of the country. They were driven out by the Comanches. Did you know that?
Not off the top of my head, I did not.
They were driven out by the Comanches. They did the various tribes. When a tribe lost, the survivors would just migrate someplace else. You must understand, the history of the human race going back to the very beginning of time is a history of migration, war, and conquest. So that's the reason every nationality, every race of people, we all have blood on our hands. We need to forget the past and learn to live together in peace or die in war.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Somebody who does not believe that Columbus ought to be judged by the standards of 2019, and what he said is, as far as I can determine, 100% correct. Back to the calls on WBEN. Moving on, we have... Sorry, I'm just getting used to bifocals, and it's not a lot of fun. Here is Boone in Lackawanna. You're on. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Great. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I would like to agree with Rambo Jim. He had a good point. I'd like to take it in a slightly different direction, though. I read the book by de Tocqueville called Democracy in America, and he explains back in the 1780s, I think, when he came to America. He's a Frenchman, and he studied American penal code, but he also branched off from that into American culture at that time. The Indians were severely screwed up, and they made their own problems. To think that Columbus killed more than thousands of years of intertribal skirmishes between their own native people is ridiculous. They were not a very peaceful people, and they basically screwed themselves. And the real loss in this is that we miss the true essence of history, and it's Amerigo Vespucci. They came here intentionally and discovered this continent. That's why we call it America. It's named after Amerigo Vespucci. Columbus didn't know where he was. He was commissioned by the Spanish government to to do find a trade route to India. When he got here, he was in Colombia, what is now modern-day Colombia. He didn't know really where he was. He thought he was in India. The Indians have a problem with all these politically correct terms people throw at them. They ought to really be mad at the word India. It's given to him by an Italian commissioned by the Spanish government who thought he was somewhere else.
Well, I mean, as I'm sure you are well aware, a lot of people that we used to call Indians much prefer to be called Native Americans.
Well, that's true. But I don't think, in my home, Columbus is neither. He's neither. It's really Amerigo Vespucci that should be given the honor of discovering America. And I think it's a travesty of history that we focus on Columbus. But not these people that are protesting, they're idiots. They really are. I don't agree with any of them. It's Amerigo Vespucci, another great Italian.
But is it, I guess the fundamental question is it wrong to venerate a guy like Christopher Columbus? Or is it 100% acceptable because Christopher Columbus was neither better or worse than his contemporaries?
He was probably no better or no worse. And like I said, I take it from a different tack. The skewing of history, it makes me unable to evaluate Columbus in these terms of modern day. I would agree with Rambo Jim. You can't judge him by today's standards. You got to judge him by when he was alive. And that he was there for a different reason. The Indians killed more Indians than Columbus could ever have killed, or the Spaniards. And if it wasn't the Spaniards, the Arabs or the Vikings, they were next in line. I mean, there's so many other cultures that have blood on their hands that it's not even funny. So,
yeah, and, you know, we have a sports team named after the Vikings, you know, the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, when you read the history of the Vikings and you realize their depredations in Europe and England all the way into Russia and all around, they were basically angels of death and destruction. They would think nothing of going into monasteries and killing all the monks. The Vikings were some of the most sinister people ever on the face of the planet.
Oh, sure. Go back and read American history on the Crow and the Blackfoot. Very vicious, vicious tribes. Very vicious. They did things to their other Native Americans that are just atrocities. They really are.
Yep. Well, atrocities all around, I think, best sums it up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. All right. Some people standing up for Christopher Columbus for various reasons. And again, the fundamental question is it wrong to venerate and honor Christopher Columbus with Columbus Day? And you also have to ask the question, if you're going to go there, you have to ask the question, is it fair or is it unfair to judge a guy who sailed the ocean blue in 1492 by the standards of 2019? Any reading of any history book will show you that our ancestors, by and large, were pretty cruel and pretty violent and basically might made right. And a lot of them masked their cruelty with religion. And some people in the name of religion inflicted strange cruelties on the natives or on their fellow Europeans, as the case may be. I've given you some examples of that before. And Rambo Jim is right. I mean, I don't think there is a culture, a civilization, or a race of people on this planet that at one point or another has not had blood on their hands. It's a simple reading of basic history. I mean, fundamentally, the entire course of human history is about, you know, migration, conquest, war, strife, conflict. All in all, in 2019, we've got it pretty easy, at least in the United States so far. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have Dan in a car. Dan, is Christopher Columbus a hero or a war criminal?
Well, to me, he's a hero because I grew up on the Lower West Side in the 60s and 70s, and we used to have a Columbus Day parade at School 3 right on Porter Avenue. And I was, that was a big deal for everyone at the school. And the West Side was Italian-Americans at the time. And, a good friend of mine was even named Christopher after Christopher Columbus.
So what do you make of all the protests today, not just here in Buffalo, but around the country?
Well, I grew up around Native Americans who called themselves at that time Indians, and they had no problem with any of that. So I figure if they don't have a problem, well, why would I, you know?
All right.
There's still some property. If you go around Basem and that, they still say, Indians on their signs. They really do. They haven't taken them down.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those terms that, although people claim to be offended by it, it is used by some of the people who say they're offended by it. So,
yeah.
Go figure.
So it's like, Tom, and you know, Bowerly, obviously you're Italian too.
No, actually, Bowerly's a German name. I'm mostly German and French with a little bit of everything in me.
Okay. Well, you're a mutt like me.
Totally a mongrel.
But
like 3% Italian.
Good example. I tried to call that Lancaster, and they, you know, I remember they had I forget what they had disrespectful name, you know, the Redskins or some.
Right.
And I said, why don't you just call them the Braves? That's a very endearing Native American name.
Well, you remember the controversy we had just a few years ago in Lancaster over Warriors.
Warriors. That's what it was. Warriors. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Now, I had the DNA run, and I can honestly tell you that I am a complete and total mutt. My mother is 10% Spanish, which was kind of a revelation to us all. A little bit of Italian, a little bit of little bit Jewish, a little bit Turkish and Middle Eastern. It's Iranian. I mean, it goes on and on. Asian, of course, in the eyes. You can see that. Back to do I break here or do I go back to the calls? I will go back to the calls in the absence of anything else. Here is Dale in Niagara Falls. Dale, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Well, Rambo Jim kind of sold my thunder, Tom, and the gentleman after him that put things in context. I think it's just a lack of understanding and his place in history and how that unfolded in everybody's lives today. I mean, it's easy to go back and interview. They don't teach history anymore. So I think, you know, I'm close to your age, and certainly Rambo Jim's a little older, but they taught history, and people understood why it was important and how that connected, how Christopher Columbus connected the next dot that led us to where we are today. So to judge him by the standards of 2000, sure, he's a bad guy and he did some bad things, but he was a product of his environment. That's what they did.
You can look at our own country. We've all heard the stories about how the colonists would tar and feather tax collectors. Tarring and feathering somebody is one of the most excruciating things anybody could ever do to another human being. And some of those people who were tarred and feathered died of burns.
Or even Salem witch trials. They would burn all for the sake of religion. And so when you look at the course of time, I think the real shame is that people, a lot of folks today just don't understand.
They don't understand context because they don't understand history. And that's, you know, that one of the things with which I started out the show is it really fair to judge a guy by 2019 standards who lived back in the 1400s?
And the life expectancy back then was so short. I mean, in order for him to do what he did, took a tremendous amount of courage, certainly. But to the point of the Vikings and, you know, all of the American Native Indians that basically decimated themselves before anybody ever got, you know, to the point where they, you know, it's hard to understand how people think.
All right, brother. I got to move on to some other folks. I am glad you called. We're kind of losing the connection anyway. Columbus Day, obviously, and, of course, the annual protests, Columbus genocide, racist, slavery, or Columbus brave, intrepid explorer. What is he in your household? I mean, I've heard arguments from both sides. I'm still deliberating in my mind how we should regard them. And in the back of my mind, or maybe it's actually in the forefront, is this idea of judging somebody and their contributions or their actions by the standards under which we operate, as opposed to what was the norm back in the day, which was a brutal, brutal era in Europe and in the New World. Let's go to James in a car on WBEN. James, hello.
Well, this is my take on it. Most of these liberal folks who are at these protests could not take a mop and clean Columbus's poop deck without crying about it, pretty much. You know, it's a whole different world, It got to be, you know, these guys that are crying at these protests over Columbus are the first ones to find a man when the crap hits the fan.
Are the first ones to what? Oh, you kind of cut out.
Are the first ones to run behind a man when the crap hits the fan. You know what I mean? Come on. These dudes are criticizing a man who made history, and they're going home to their mom's basement. So there you go.
All right. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Paul in Hamburg. Paul, your turn. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus, why are we bothering now? Nobody did nothing 100 years ago about it. And it's been how long since he's done it? So why are we starting this stuff now?
Well, it started, I mean, within my lifetime. I'd say that Columbus has been a lightning rod of criticism for, I'd say, what, 20 years?
Yeah, but now it's been heavy the last 5 years since everything else changed.
Do you think that this is simply part of an overall attack on everything that is American?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like you were talking about the Italians, how they were ridiculed for coming into the country. Look at the Irish when they came in the country during the Civil War. They took half of them to the south, half of them to the north. They fought against each other. But if you really want to look at something, look at the African American. We bring them here, we slaughtered a race of people, and then we bring people here in slaves. We wiped out Indians to take their land so we can get slaves to work it. But if you look at slavery all along and immigrants, if we didn't enslave the African-American and bring them here, they would have never had a chance to come here because Africa was a barren continent. They would have never been able to get here like the Polish, the Jews, the Italians. Now, can you imagine flocks of African-Americans trying to come here in the 20s and 30s, how they would have been treated? It's a cruel thing to say. We did them a favor because look how much African-Americans advanced. Presidencies, sports, athletes, medical, science, physics, and it happens. Like the one guy said, this is what we did. God put us here to evolve together. He put us in different race, nationalities, but he made one thing clear. Live together. Live amongst each other. Free in harm's way. And we're blowing it. We're just showing them we can't do it.
All right. Thank you for your opinion on WBEN. I don't really have time to offer anything like a rebuttal on that one. Phil Kennedy at Master Control, and thank you very much for all the calls and input today on Christopher Columbus on this Columbus Day 2019. By the way, you know, I've got a list of about a million topics that I can do pretty much any day. But if there's a show that you want me to do, topic you want me to hit, something like that, send me an email, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. And if it's good, I'll steal it from you and not compensate you. It is 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You are hearing Bowerly and Bellavia. David is off with the Army.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.